The 10-Minute Math Podcast will help parents answer the two big questions: why is math taught differently today?
And how can I support my own child at home?
We are your hosts, Jan
and Colleen.
We are two teachers crazy for math and on a mission to help parents use normal everyday routines, such as bedtime or mealtime, as opportunities to build their children's number sense so that their children can find the joy, wonder, and beauty of mathematics.
10-minute math, an equation for fun, daily routines to make math connections.
Welcome to episode 138, season 3 of the 10-Minute Math Podcast. Today we're going to answer the question, how can I make math part of my child's daily routine? Now let's get started.
Today is a special day, and I want to give a shout out to my youngest granddaughter on her first birthday. Happy birthday, Elena Joy. Grandma loves you. Jan and I both have grandbabies, and we are actively supporting them in developing number sense. Math is our passion, and we've been learning about math development for a long time. So we have some ideas about how you parents or grandparents can make math a part of your child's daily routine.
We know parents are super busy, and they are trying hard to get through the day just keeping their children happy and healthy. But routines are happening every day, and we are going to share some ideas for how to add a little math to those routines that won't add extra time to your day.
Okay, let's explain what we mean. Let's take an early morning routine like getting dressed. How can we add a little math to our child's daily routine of getting dressed? You can start by counting the buttons on a shirt while buttoning the shirt. Once the shirt is on, a parent can ask a child to notice a color pattern. For example, you might see blue, then blue, and red again, and ask the child what color would come next if they were to continue the pattern.
We could also have a child count 1, 2 as they put on their socks and shoes. And you can ask your child if he or she wants to wear short pants or long pants to support the idea of comparing lengths in math.
Another daily routine is setting the table for a meal. You can add math by asking a child to give each person one fork or one spoon. This supports the concept of one-to-one correspondence, which just means that every object gets only one number when counting objects. Counting will also reinforce the idea that numbers are in a specific sequence. You could also ask your child to give a big cup to a specific person so that they're comparing the size of cups.
Then we could add math during mealtime by asking a child how many carrot sticks are on their plate. And then after your child eats one carrot, ask how many carrot sticks are on their plate now. This introduces your child to the concept of subtraction.
If you have two items, such as carrots and potatoes on each plate, parents can ask a child if they have more carrots or potatoes. Or ask a child if they have more carrots on their plate than you have on your plate to practice comparing numbers.
Another daily or weekly routine is shopping. Taking your child with is an opportunity for them to count the number of items you put in a cart, like 2 boxes of cereal or 5 bananas. You can also ask your child to look at the price of an item and even compare prices to find the best deals. I remember when my children were young, I clipped coupons and asked my child to match an item with each coupon and then note how much money we could save by using the coupon. This worked well as long as I only took one child at a time to the grocery store. My children would take turns grocery shopping with me, and they loved to pick out their own cereal.
Playtime is another routine you can easily add math to. Ask your child how many pushes they want on the swing and have your child count the pushes as they ride the swing. Children can also collect sticks or flowers and arrange the sticks by size from small to large.
Picking up toys is another daily routine that a parent can add math to. My parenting tip is to start this at a young age. Children will think picking up toys is a game, but teaching them how to put away their toys will be a skill they will use regularly. Asking your child to pick up a specific number of toys and put them in the toy box is a simple way to have your child practice counting. For example, you could ask your child if they can pick up 5 trucks in that toy box and put them in the toy box. Sorting toys while picking them up and putting them away is another way to support your child in finding patterns and developing number sense.
If your child is 3 years old, you can support your child in understanding the value of 3 by asking your child to pick up 3 toys and then showing you how many toys they've picked up using their fingers. A 3-year-old might be able to show their age by putting up 3 fingers without totally understanding the value of 3. So creating a set of 3 objects is very powerful.
So parents probably already know the value of reading to a child as a daily bedtime routine, but reading books with number words can support your child in both reading and math. And don't forget about singing songs and reciting nursery rhymes about numbers, such as 5 little speckled frogs. You can also build on those number words by asking your child to act out the songs using their fingers. I know my grandson loves to act out 5 little monkeys jumping on the bed.
Yeah, mine do too. A daily playtime routine is a perfect time to include board games and games with dice. The dot patterns on dice will support your child in developing spatial reasoning, which is one of the components of number sense. If you're looking for ideas for dice games, head over to our website at www.10minutemath.com and look under the free resources tab. Look for the document called Children's Dice Games. And if you provide your email address, we'll email it to you today. You will also find directions for other games such as 10 Frame Cribbage Game. That website again is tenminutemath.com. Bye for now, and thanks for
making math fun.